Shore Dive Records Transmissions.
Hello, my name's Nico. I run Shore Dive Records. Shore Dive Records is a record label based in Brighton. We do shoegaze, dream pop, post-rock, you know, that kind of stuff. The dreamy kind-ish, noisy stuff, you know what I mean. Music, yes. We have a show. The show, we play things that we like. We play things that we released and like, because we don't release it if we don't like it. And we're going to start with A Deeper Heaven, which is sold out.
Don't you know I can feel it?
There you go. Sold out. People like it. It's good. I like it too. I think it's a really good release. I'm happy we're working with them. We're going to now... Oh, yeah. A Deeper Heaven F from Utah, which is a great state. Yes. And now we're going to go to East Sussex, and we're going to play Coda. That's all I have to say. Coda from East Sussex. Yes. Short Dive Records, the way we do things, I guess, is that sometimes artists contact us, sometimes we contact artists. There's two rules, really. Rule number one is, can we be of service to the artist? That means are we helping them by working with them, or are we hindering them? And as long as we're helping them, I'm happy. Number two, do we like it? So I'm very happy to say that we have, for the third time now, worked with Aura Zorba from Detroit by way of, what's it called again? That place that's got the vegans. Yeah, that's clear, isn't it? On the West Coast, you know what I mean, that place. And we're going to play a track from the new Aura Zorba.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's not shoegaze, is it? No. But there's a kind of Jesus and Mary Chain, David Bowie spiritualized thing going on. I don't know. I like it. And an artist that we haven't worked with but have played a lot of their releases is Harper, who are from the UK, and this is one of their new songs. And, wow, I don't really have that much to say this week, do I? Find something to say. The song was called Great Oak. So I guess the question is, what is your favorite wood? And my favorite wood would be pine. Why would it be pine? Because when I was a little boy, I used to go on holiday at my grandma's place in the middle of France in the mountains, and the trees were pine, and the smell of pine trees makes me happy. Yes. On that note, I have noticed something recently. I have noticed that so on Spotify, I have a playlist of French stuff, right? And I noticed that recently, I haven't been very happy with things I'm not going to get into. But I haven't been very happy. And what I have done to cheer myself up is listen to my French playlist. Does it make me feel safe to listen to things from when I was young and carefree and protected by my mama and dada? Maybe. Anyway, now we're going to play the new Hey Calamity. We've worked with them tons, and maybe hopefully in the future. I haven't heard anything from David, but hopefully. Now we're going to play L23. Which is clearly a London postcode, 23 being the 23rd district of London, because that's how things work. And the 23rd district of London is alphabetized, therefore the 23rd letter of the alphabet being B, it's from Brixton. Or I've made it all up. Now we're going to play Luster Dust. We've actually played them before, but I call them Luster Duster because that's how good my research is. my voice is going? Is it going? Oh, I still have a cold. I think I'm still sick from, I don't know, like December. When will it end?
We'll be right back.
days, it's like you get something, right? Okay, I don't know how it is in other countries, but I've been in England for a long time now, right? And what happens is you get sick, you're not well, you go to the doctors, and they go, oh, you have a virus, go home and take some aspirin. It's like, yeah, but I'm sick, like, give me some medicine to feel better. But somehow they don't do that here? I don't get it. Anyway, and then you're sort of like sick for like ages. I know. It just never goes away, like ever. Like things that don't go away, like taxes and the death looming on the horizon and evil politician bastards and, you know, that kind of stuff. Anyway. See? Look at me. I can't even speak properly. Never mind. We're going to play Rachel Love, who is from Brighton.
Man.
There's a bit of like beach house meets Burt Bacharach thing going on. Burt Bacharach songs, man. How good is that? Like, seriously. Like, wow. I know. Anyway. Okay, on Shore Dive Records, we released the new Vanishing Muffins, who are from Jakarta in Indonesia. And it's actually pretty badass, isn't it? Where are those muffins vanishing to? In my tummy, clearly. And what flavor of muffins do you prefer? I would go for blueberry over chocolate because I'm actually not a massive fan of chocolate. Yes, I can hear people putting their headphones down, turning the radio off, going, I'm not listening to this guy. He doesn't even like chocolate. What is wrong with him? Just deal with it, guys. Just deal with it. Now we're going to play William Hamilton Thailander III. Really? That's his real name? If it is, wow.
here tells me I gotta give you a rap. That's a well-rhymed and reasoned rhythmic diatribe, but more like the Ginsberg way. But poetry the same. I'm not gonna howl at you like I howl at the moon. David, he's mindful of putting a little melody into this. He's probably right. And you, listener, if you're lucky, I might just do that. Bruner doesn't have much to say on him, but I know he's holding the line. Hoping I make up my mind and stick to the count. So here it goes. Cigarettes, a cup of coffee, and my morning coat. Can't help but Danish up my braids. Perhaps he's settled in now. Perhaps I'll arrive at some quiet point. Perhaps I'll grow up and become the Mikey I'm meant to be. And perhaps, dear listener, you see my point. They say that God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Then he went and took him away. The giving and the taking, that is love. Duality, till death do us part. Hey, you tell me if that's love, I'd rather pick a kindness. I want the best version of myself, not of love, some kindness. The kind I want, without pain, without grief, without love. What a fucking kindness. Simple and true, from a glance, from a word, or a caress. Give me that fucking kindness till the end of days, and I'll do the same. As for love, I'll try a gift. Just know, one day, you, me, and everything will be gone. Let me tell you about out there. Out there, there's a soul. Soul that waves boldly, gracefully. With power, she bends the ends of her mind in search of her perfect circle. What a peace, love, and unity. Determination knowing no limits. She moves mountains by the power of her spirit alone. And here, look at me. Fumbling and stumbling in my poses. My mind is racing to stop and smell the roses. Searching for serenity with one blind eye. Beyond my form and onto the one that's out there. Out there, there's a voice. Out there, there's a voice that can sing to the heights of a heart's delight. Words to the depths of the sorrows, where angels fear to go. It's calm and tender tones, warm hearts and bring smiles wherever she goes. And in thy ears I hear it too, with voices that cannot sing. They pray and prod, so seeds of doubt that keep me from hearing the morning birds. And there's a voice here deep within that tells me, I will never be enough. I will never be enough. I will never be enough. Cardiologist, but I know it's working. as it finds a steady rhythm. It beats to full exhaustion. It scars from bouts of trauma and neglect. And it's a beautiful, and it's a marvelous, and it's a terrible thing. That heart of yours, it's a beautiful, it's a marvelous, and it's a terrible thing. As the eye goes out, catches flashes of summer. The strike across the sky like staccato brilliance. Like lightning streaking through the sky. Tall grass and standing dunes cast silhouette against dark sea. Across the water, a world away, palm trees sway. Gently, the warm, tropical breeze. Reflecting a humid, salty cocktail in the pit of my heart. And in a moment of sadness, not necessarily for the pain, but for recognizing that sadness in myself.
Recognizing a sadness in myself. That's been my last... That's been me since October, isn't it? It will get better. Yeah. It will. What have we got next? We're going to play Memory Leak, who are from Mexico, I believe. By the way, on that note, can I say something about the post office? I will. Now, I'm not blaming anyone here, but... Right, I've just sent a parcel, like some orders from the label, to Mexico, tracked. It took 2 weeks to get there. Once it got there, it got hold for 2 months. Right, 2 months, 60 days, got held there. Right, and then it got sent back to me because it says it cannot find the address. The address is written on the front, very clearly, with all the details I could possibly find. And tell me, trust me, right? Mexican addresses, they're like 5 pages long because there is so many details. And on top of that, I have orders that come back that says that the tax hasn't been paid when the tax is actually on the front, written, highlighted, even though I don't have to do that. And there's like, I basically have an arrow pointing at it saying tax. Like, what? Why? What is wrong with them? Are they trying to destroy us?
Thank you.
So, like, for small businesses, right, it's really hard because you send things, you record it, the people pay for it, they pay the tax, they receive it, and then it doesn't even get to them. It gets sent back here. Like, why? What is wrong with them? I think they're just trying to destroy people. Anyway, let's end on a positive note. This is Porcelain, Bonne Nuit les Petits.